Om Shanti. 10th of January 2019. Today's Thursday. Whispers from beyond. So today's effort is together with the number one soul, Brahma. All of you also have to become angels and go to the subtle region and then to the Paramdham. And so, pay special attention to the concentration of the mind and let your mind work under your orders. Experience uniqueness, Nyarapan, in every situation, in your attitude, your vision and your actions. Experience the angelic stage yourself and also give others this experience. So together with Brahma, Baba is saying, all of you have to become angels and go to subtle region first and then to the supreme abode. And for this, pay special attention to the concentration of the mind and let your mind work under your orders. Experience uniqueness, Nyarapan, or detachment in every situation, in your attitude, your vision and your actions. Experience the angelic stage yourself and also give others this experience. One of the characteristic mark of an angel is this spirit of detachment, or what you can say is uniqueness. This uniqueness or detachment. So, an angel is somebody who is detached. An angel is somebody who experiences uniqueness in all situations, in his attitude, vision and actions. Experience this uniqueness, experience this detachment, this Nyarapan, and give this experience to others. And what is the way to do that? We can have certain visualizations, and with those visualization we can experience detachment. For example, to experience this uniqueness or detachment from everything, one thing is steps. We have that picture of 84 steps. Imagine or visualize that you are standing out of those steps. These are the steps, and you are standing near those steps. You are not in that step, but just out of those steps. An angel, and these are the steps, and you stand out of steps. Angel is to step out of steps, as if I am not a part of these steps. The steps are different, I am different. This is one thing. Second, imagine the cycle, and I am not in the cycle. Just as Baba is out of this cycle. He is not out of this, in the cycle. He is out of this cycle. So think or see or feel that this is the Srishti Chakra. This is the chakra. This is the cycle of 4 or 5 ages. But I am out of this cycle. I am nowhere involved anywhere in this cycle. Third, story. I am not the part of this story. I am not the character of this story. I am a visitor. Just as father is the visitor, He comes as a visitor in the story. I am also a visitor. I am not a part of the story. For some time, I see myself out of this story. The story is here, I am here. The steps are here, and I am just standing beside those steps. I am here, and I am standing somewhere here as an angel. Near or out of this cycle. And that helps me to get detached for some moment, some time. And then I am out of this drama. I am not in this drama. This is the stage, but I am not in this stage. I am out of this stage. And suppose this is the stage. I am standing here and I see this entire stage on which this drama is getting enacted. So I see this drama as a detached observer. I see this drama with complete detachment. I see this drama as if I am not the part of it. And that detachment breaks many of my attachments to this drama. And then, game. I am not a player of this game. I am not a player of this game. This is an unlimited game. This is unlimited game which is going on. But I am not the part of this game. This is a ground where players are playing. I am in the stadium, audience, sitting there as a spectator, watching the game which is being played on the ground. So this is a game, but I am not the player of this game. I watch. And then, this world, Srishti. This is the world and I am out of it. I do not belong to this world. I am out of this world. As if an alien who is watching this world. As if a person who has come from some other planet. From some other space. As if UFO watching this world. And then, ocean. I am not. I do not belong to this ocean of birth and death. Birth and death, which is known as Bhava Sagar in Hindi. So I do not belong to this Bhava Sagar. Bhava means birth and death. Birth and death. I do not belong to this ocean of birth and death. And then, I do not belong to the sequence of day and night. I am watching this day and night, day and night. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, this is unlimited water wheel. This is unlimited water wheel. Wheel, behad ka nar, rahat, where buckets, kangane, they get filled and they get empty. So now you are getting filled, full, but then again you will get empty. So this is unlimited water wheel. So to be detached, to be unique, sometimes one has to see oneself out of this world. One has to see oneself out of this story. This is a story, a beautiful story. But I have no part in this story. I am away. I am just an observer of this story. This is a very beautiful, steps are there, 84 steps. But I do not take part. I am not walking down or walking up these steps. I am standing somewhere out. I am somewhere out of this cycle. I will not come. I do not come in this cycle of rebirth, reincarnation, and how things move from sato to rajo to tamo. I just observe things. Then I do not belong. I am not the actor of this drama. We are always taught that we are the actors of this drama. But sometimes the practice it to see or to believe or to feel that I do not belong to this drama. Even if I have a cameo performance. You know, cameo performance. Cameo performance is temporary performance. Sometimes the director of the film comes in the film for a moment and he goes away. Sometimes some famous actor comes in the film as a famous actor himself and he plays and he goes away. He doesn't have any part. So that is known as cameo performance. Or some dance. He comes for the dance. That's the only thing he does. The main actors are different. So cameo means very short performance. So I come in this drama for cameo performance and I go out. So think that this world is that drama. I do not come in this. And if I have to come for a short time, I am away. Game. Game people are playing. Souls are playing this game. Of victory and defeat. Yesterday's Murli Baba had said, this is unlimited, vast, Virat drama. This is a vast drama. So I watch the game. I watch the drama. I watch this story. I watch this cycle. I watch these steps. I watch this world. This Srishti. What people are doing in this world. And I just watch them. Without interfering. Without trying to change anything. Without trying to change anyone. Without trying to intercept. I just see it. And then, seventh? Day and night. This is the sequence of day and night. Unlimited day, unlimited night. And the same thing will happen. So I watch this sequence. I watch this entire series which is going on. And last, I am sitting on the shore. And I see this entire ocean, how waves are going up and waves are falling down, how souls are taking birth and coming in the cycle of rebirth. So everything of this ocean I see as a detached observer. So Baba is saying, together with number one soul, Brahma, all of you have to become angels. Angels are those heavenly creatures. You will find mention of angels in all non-Hindu religious scriptures. Even Aristotle has mentioned about angels. He said there are two movers. The first mover is the supreme power. This world, somebody moves this world. There is a first mover, is God. He doesn't mention God, but he says there is a supreme mover. And then he says there are second movers. Those second movers are angels. They are messengers of God. They are intermediary between God and human beings. So angels are known as second movers, and this mention about angel, even it is in the Aristotle's literature. So angels are heavenly creature. They are shown with wings, they are shown wearing white dress, they are shown genderless, and they are shown as if having body of light, and they are shown as if flying, and they come, help human beings and go away. They do not stay anywhere. They don't get attached to anyone. Their presence is momentary. They come, they help, and they vanish. That is what is angel. So Baba is saying, just as this Brahma has become angel. And in Brahma Kumaris, angel means the perfect stage of humankind. In Christianity, angels are messengers of God. In Islam also, they are messengers of God. In Judaism also, they are messengers of God. And in those religions, Abrahamic religions, there are a variety of angels. Huge classification of angels. Angelology, it is known as. The study of angels. Different angels. Michael, Raphael, Rachel, Gabriel. Different names of the angels and their different tasks they do. Watching angel, guardian angel. So many angels are there. So Baba is saying that just as this Brahma has become angel, you also become angel. You go to the subtle region and go to the Paramdham as an angel. So this practice of traveling out of this body, this practice of going out of this body, body is dropped and we are moving out. Because angels have unlimited potential to travel. Nothing can stop them. And Baba is saying, pay special attention to concentration of mind and let your mind work under your order. And for this you need special attention, for this you need concentration and experience uniqueness in every situation. So whenever there is any situation, one must learn to get detached from it. Let the uniqueness, I don't know how far the uniqueness word is right. In Hindi it is nyarapan. Sometimes they write it as detachment or sometimes uniqueness. So in every situation experience uniqueness, detachment. In every situation, in every attitude, every vision, every action, there should be the sense of detachment. Experience the angelic stage yourself. And also give others this experience. So whatever you experience, you teach others. Whatever you understand, try to let others understand that. So all the deeper experiences of spiritualities, one must share so that others also should learn. But that sharing should take place not immediately. One must let it enter within. Those experiences should become the part of our very nature. Then only one should begin the process of sharing. Otherwise, the progress may stop. Because one experiences something and immediately tries to share it, probably he may not have further experiences. In the path of spiritualities, all the deeper experiences first need to be understood, or they should become mature, and then only they should be shared. Otherwise, it is seen that sharing itself can cause ego. That I have experienced this, you have not experienced this. I have seen the light, you have not seen the light. And the greatest problem with intense effort maker is not the intense effort, but their arrogance about intense effort. The problem with Tivra Purusharthi, the problem with intense effort maker is what? Is not the intense effort, not the Tivra Purusharth, but their ghamand, but their arrogance about intense effort. So, whatever one experiences, that should be preserved and that should be revealed only to those souls who really deserve, who really can understand that deep experience. Otherwise, it can induce ego in you and it might get wasted by telling that person. So, this uniqueness in everything, in situations, in attitude, in visions, and in actions. Whatever we do, do it with a sense of detachment. One should not be so much involved in things that one finds it difficult to come out of it. If suppose one is doing one seva, and that seva is very good, but that seva itself can become a bondage then. Because one has got attached to it. Because when the sneha seva is snatched away from you, you get unhappy. Is seva the cause of our happiness? Baba says, you do service, you get happiness. But should we make service the cause of our happiness? The basis of our happiness? No. Service cannot be the basis of our happiness. Service is there today, it may not remain tomorrow. Our happiness is internal. It has got no external props, supports. And if one makes service as the very foundation of his happiness, one may get disheartened if that seva is snatched away. Suppose somebody likes to give speeches and he is told not to give speech and to do some gross work, he may become unhappy. Or somebody is interested in the service of cooking food and that person is told from tomorrow onwards you have to do the service of explaining knowledge to others. He wants to cook and prepare different delicious recipes. He might get unhappy. So service is good. We should do, but that alone is not the cause of our happiness. Because if that service is made the cause of happiness, we might get unhappy at some point of time or the other. So these are all the different practices which one should do sometimes throughout the day to practice detachment. Going out of the steps, going out of the cycle, going out of the story, going out of the drama, stepping out of the game, stepping out of the world, stepping out of the sequence, stepping out of the ocean. Practicing detachment is a beautiful exercise one can do throughout the day. And whenever you see any picture, all of our pictures are based on these. Just see yourself standing there as an angel, not involved in it. So that can induce a sense of detachment. Om Shanti.